So how do we share truth in this post-truth culture? Is there a way we can share it in a winsome, thoughtful way? We're going to talk about one such resource with Dr. Mark Eckel from the Comenius Institute, who joins us this morning. And good morning, Mark.
Good morning from Indianapolis. Greetings to everybody out there on in Illinois and Iowa.
Yeah, appreciate you joining us this morning. So let's first of all talk about what you do with the Comenius Institute to really serve Christians, Mark.
Sure. We do across three bridges, actually, at Comenius here in Indianapolis. First of all, we meet college students, Christian college students, where they are on the campus of IUPUI, helping them to think Christianly about the academic programs that they're in, the classes that they engage, and so on, the kinds of things that they're hearing around campus, giving them an apologetic, evangelistic emphasis there at the college. Communities would be the second bridge. Communities are crossed in Indianapolis through our radio show. Actually, just in a couple of hours from now, my co-host and I, Dr. Clyde Posley, will be communicating about essential issues around Indianapolis. This day, we're emphasizing Memorial Day. But one of the keys to connecting communities is connecting black and white cultures in Indianapolis. The third bridge we cross is into culture, and so I'm always interested in what's going on in the world around me and thinking about that from a Christian point of view. And I write about that constantly at my website, warpandwoof.org, and also the ComeniusInstitute.org websites, where you can find all this information.
Mark, as a Christian professor, why should we be concerned about truth, as in the capital T, truth? Doesn't everyone have their own truth?
Yeah. This was actually a question posed to me by one of my students here just recently. I just taught a course on theological foundations for ministry in Florida, and one of my students, who's a church planter in Baltimore, said, "I hear this all the time. Doesn't everybody have their own truth?"
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave them all, and him in particular, something I have called the SPUD test. SPUD, S-P-U-D, stands for Sensible, Practical, Universal, and Dependable. There is no real small t truth without big t truth. So let me explain. Truth is sensible. It works and functions with what is, so we can live with it. It's sensible.
Mm-hmm.
It's also practical. It conforms to our real world. You can't figure that you're going to put your key in your car ignition and turn it over and it not start. We expect it to start. It's practical. There's a universal emphasis as well for all people, all places, all times, all cultures. Truth is always the same for all people everywhere. Killing folks, for instance, is something that's abhorred everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, dependable, meaning we can count on this. Truth is consistent. And what I find consistently within the culture, not only on the college campus, but culture at large, is that everybody wants to talk about what we should do. But here's a clue. Every time we use the word should, we automatically assume a truth standard.
Yes.
So
I never thought about that.
The word should establishes a truth standard.
Yeah.
Just if everybody would think about that, Christians listening to this today would think about that, and then question the folks who use the word should and say, why did you, what is your basis for that truth or that ethic that you're suggesting to me this morning?
That's really a good question.
Yeah, it sure is.
I never even thought of that
before.
That's right.
So we're visiting with Dr. Mark Eckel this morning, and so you have something called Truth in Two that is a video series. So first of all, what is it and why did you create it, Mark?
Sure. This is something that we have created through the Comenius Institute, specifically on our YouTube channel. So if folks are interested, they can go subscribe to our YouTube channel, the Comenius Institute. You can find it there. One of the things that I found consistently as I was interacting with folks, whether it be in the church or in my community or at the college, everybody's inundated with information. I mean, just think about the Twitter world in which we live.
Mm-hmm.
Think about Facebook or LinkedIn, the constant barrage of information. And so what I wanted to do is create something that would be visually stimulating and short and to the point. So we call it Truth in Two. That's Truth in 2 minutes. And here are four simple ways that we came to this conclusion. The first is that it's story-based. So every single Truth in Two episode is based on a story. This week's episode, for instance, is on honeybees and the doctrine of coherence. Now, if you want to understand how those two things fit together, go watch the episode at ComeniusInstitute.org or at the YouTube channel. The second thing that we came up with was that it has to be simple. So big concepts are explained so everybody can understand it. So, for instance, the word coherence simply means how does everything stick together? That's the simple way to put it. It's also short, so 2 minutes, which means about 300 words. So it's 2 minutes out of your day to hear truth, and it's visually, you can see me actually teaching this. And then it's straightforward. We make no apologies for being a Christian view of life and things. We don't mince words in terms of truth. We come from what Scripture teaches.
Hmm. I watched one of those videos on Lost. And so give us a little taste of what that one was about.
I told a story that Francis Schaeffer told in many of his videos as well as his books about the idea that here is this person who becomes lost in the woods. Mm-hmm. And when they're lost in the woods, they come upon a hut. And when they see this hut, they're overjoyed. They see smoke curling from the chimney. They see lights on. They go up to the window. They see a pot bubbling on the stove. They see a pie in the middle of a set table. But they don't see anybody in the hut. But they also know that because of all the things they see around them, that the owner of the hut will be back to eat the meal that he's prepared. Now, the point that Schaeffer makes is that this is exactly the world in which we live. We see all around us evidences of God's existence mm-hmm. and his work in the world. We may feel like we're lost in the world, but here is this statement by God who has communicated to us in the Scriptures. We can look to this truth and say, there is a God, there is somebody who has made this hut and this meal, and he will return to make sure that that meal is eaten and set the table for everybody else.
Mm. That's good. Yeah. So if people do want to get signed up for this and see the Truth in Two, Mark, how do they do that again?
Sure. You can go to the Comenius Institute YouTube channel. So just go to YouTube and hit Comenius. That's Comenius, Comenius Institute, and it'll pop up for you. Warpandwoof.org, that's WANPANDWOOF.org, or ComeniusInstitute.org. Lots of ways to find me. You can friend me on Facebook, Twitter, find me on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere on social media.
That's great. Well, I appreciate mm-hmm. it, Mark. It's a great resource, and I hope people will take advantage of it, that's for sure. And God bless you in what you're doing.
Yes.
Appreciate you
mm-hmm.
taking the time this morning to visit with us.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Blessings on your day as well.
Thanks. 6:43, here's Women of Faith Worship Team with Glorious on Moody Radio from the Word to Life. Good morning.